Just one she'ela that was brought down by the former chief rabbi of Israel from the Sefer Adim, Rabbi Eliyahu Bakshi Doron, in his Teshuvot Binyan Av, in Helek Gimal Siman Memhe. His question is regarding the newly arrived immigrants from Russia that have great influx of them in Eretz Yisrael and also in America. Many of them have not taken Brit Milah, so they're circumcising them at an old age, 40 years old, sometimes 50 years old, in some cases even older, which is a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. And a lot of people are present at these britot, and they're invited to be the sandak. Now, how do you be a sandak on a 40-year-old man? Obviously, his mother is not carrying him on a pillow down the aisle with a funny yarmulke on his head. Obviously, he's on a table. He's on an operating table. So the custom that has evolved is that the sandak stands from behind the patient and puts his hands under his head, and he holds his head. So Rabbi Bakshi Doron wants to know, is that really considered sandakaut or not? So he writes, and he brings from the Hatam Sofer, that writes in one of his teshuvot, that the whole value of a sandak is twofold. Number one, that he serves as a mizbeach. He's like an altar that they're putting the baby on, so his legs, the sandak's legs, have a value that they're like the legs of the altar that's holding the baby. And secondly, the value of a sandak is that he helps in the mitzvah. How does he help in the mitzvah? It's easier to do a brit milah when somebody's holding the baby, holding its legs, prying its legs down in order to keep the milah exposed to make it easier for the mohel. As opposed, if the baby was just lying on a table, then the mohel himself would have to have a little extra work. So the sandak is actually, by holding the baby and holding him in position, is doing something that aids in the mitzvah. For that matter, if that's the guideline, if that's the geder of sandakaut, the rabbi says holding the head of a patient during a circumcision has nothing to do with sandakaut. If anything, you're in the way. The mohel's getting bothered by a guy standing behind him just holding the guy's head. It's not helping. If any, it might be giving encouragement to the patient that you're there, moral support and all that. But sandakaut, according to what it's supposed to be, it is not. Lahalakha, therefore, he says if you have one of these quasi-sandaks that are in a minyan, there is no yehishem on such a day. There's regular tachanunim, although he's involved in a mitzvah and it's something to witness, but you cannot call that an official sandak. So all the benefits of what a sandak does, it brings wealth, it's a mizbeach, it's a tikkun for different sins, that you're not going to get by sticking your hands under the head of a older patient. For that matter, he says one more point. He says some of the mohalim, in prepping the baby, they wrap the baby, including his legs. So really all the sandak is doing is just holding the baby, and he doesn't have to prop the baby. In that case, he says it's not good, because in that case it would be easier for the mohel to put the kid on the baby, because the kid can't move, he's all bandaged up. So he says it's more proper for the mohel to leave the legs exposed, so the sandak himself can be part of the mitzvah of spreading the legs, to do the mitzvah itself. But if the baby's all bandaged up, and the sandak, again, is making it more uncomfortable, or easy if the baby was on the table. So the rabbi says two halachot over here. Number one, sandakaut is not by holding the patient's head. And number two, it's more proper not to bandage the baby up where he's just the milah is exposed, because therefore the sandak is really not doing too much of the mitzvah. But better to let the sandak hold the legs down, as is the custom, and therefore get all the benefits of the mitzvah of sandakaut.